A beaver's body is convenient for swimming. Beavers' feet are webbed, thanks to which they can easily push the water. Their tails are like huge flippers, so they can move in the water easily. Beavers carry out the construction perseveringly. Skillfully arranging huge logs and tree branches, they expand the barrier every day. As the barrier gets larger, the water level collected before it rises. As a result of several months' work, huge dam pond forms. But as the pond enlarges, beavers must strengthen and repair the dam. Once again, they display perseverance in fulfilling this hard task. The view that comes out after several months is, in a word, splendid. Beavers have constructed a real dam, similar to those of human beings. People need to be trained and need to study at relevant universities in order to construct a dam. But beavers know how to build a dam at birth. Who taught them this knowledge then? It is Almighty God, the creator of all beings, who gave beavers the skills they possess. The purpose of building this huge dam is to form a pond with still water where beavers can build their home. While constructing the dam, they also build their home at the banks of the pond, close to the shore. Look, it looks like a pile of wood, but be careful. It is in fact a perfectly designed shelter. Now let's see how the inside is designed. The only entrance to the lodge is underwater. A secret tunnel should be passed through for going in. The tunnel leads to an inside chamber, which is above the water level. The beaver family lives in this dry and secure chamber. Sometimes they build duplex houses, in which there are the entrance and the living room on the first floor, and the dining room and the bedroom on the second floor. The houses that beavers build have two underwater entrances and a ventilation channel on the top. Thanks to this marvelous lodge, besides being secure from dangers, beavers also live in comfort. Baby beavers are born in these lodges. Shortly after they are born, they start going out with their parents and knowing about the external world. See how comfortable he is while traveling on his mother's back? Apparently, he got tired of swimming. It cannot be said that beavers are very intelligent beings. So how is it that these small and pretty animals design such wonderful lodges and dams? What you have seen in this film is far beyond the intelligence and knowledge of beavers. Defenders of the theory of evolution claim that such animal behaviors demanding knowledge are prompted by instinct. But they cannot explain how this instinct came into existence. Certainly, all living beings are created by God, and it is Almighty God who makes them behave the way they do. God inspires beavers to construct wonderful dams and lodges. God's mastery over living beings is related in the Quran as follows. Everyone in the heavens and earth belongs to Him. All are submissive to Him. The cheetah is the fastest animal on land. How fast can it run? The cheetah can run at 125 kilometers or 78 miles per hour. Dear children, this film has reminded you that it is God who created all beings and teaches them what to do. Now, let's learn more about our Lord, the creator of all these beautiful creatures. Let's reflect on some questions about God and our religion. How do we know God's existence? Let's explain the answer to this question with an example. Consider a cartoon character. There is surely someone who drew and colored it. To understand this fact, you do not need to see the artist and the painter. You naturally understand that all the attributes, including shape, colors, and speaking ability of this character, are given to him by the cartoon artist. In other words, the existence of a cartoon character proves the existence of an artist who drew it. Likewise, all beings in nature reveal their creator, God. Everywhere abounds with beauties presenting us the attributes of God and His infinite might. Think about the smiling faces of dolphins. The glorious colors of the butterfly wings. Or the blue sea. These green forests. And various kinds of flowers. It is God who created all of these. Looking at the beauties that He created, we can perceive His evident existence. Certainly, before all else, your own body is evidence of God's existence.